This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that peace and prosperity cannot coexist with terrorism and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in the hands of non-state actors and terror groups. He called for decisive action to deal with the challenges posed by radicalization, extremism and terrorism.
India's zero tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its actions. This includes our right to defend ourselves against terrorism. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them. We should also take proactive steps to prevent the spread of the radicalization among our youth.
He said this while attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers meeting at Qingdao in China today. Referring to the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Singh said the pattern of this attack matches with Lashkar-e-Taiba previous terror attacks in India. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla will dock with the International Space Station this afternoon. According to Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, docking is scheduled at 4:30 p.m. IST. After the docking with the ISS, Group Captain Shukla will become the first ever Indian to visit NASA's orbiting laboratory ISS. Indian Air Force officer Shukla's trip comes 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma became the first Indian to fly to space aboard a Russian Soyuz in 1984. Within minutes of takeoff yesterday, Group Captain Shukla had a message for his fellow countrymen. He said, "We are back in space after 41 years, and what an amazing ride it has been."
What a ride. 40 saal baad hum wapas antariksh mein pahunch gaye hain aur kamaal ki ride thi. इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि मैं आपके साथ हूँ.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms, starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. Himachal Pradesh has experienced heavy monsoon rainfall in the past 24 hours. During this period, reports of cloudbursts and flooding have emerged from various parts of the state. According to the information received so far, 5 people have lost their lives in these incidents. A report.
Due to the torrential monsoon rains over the past 24 hours, several areas in Himachal Pradesh have witnessed cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides severely affecting normal life. In Dharamshala, the district headquarters of Kangra, flash floods occurred in Manuni Rivulet in Khaniara. Several laborers residing in temporary shed near the Indira Priyadarshini hydro project were swept away by the flood waters. So far, 2 bodies have been recovered while 6 individuals are still missing. Additionally, 1 person was seen fleeing into the forest in an attempt to save his life. The district administration, SDRF, NDRF and police are engaged in relief and rescue operations. For safety reasons, other workers at the power project have been shifted to safer locations. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Indian Under-17 Women's Wrestling Team has emerged as the champion team at the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championships held in Vietnam. The Indian women's team won a total of 10 medals, 5 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze. Domestic benchmark indices opened higher today amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading over 239 points up at around 82,995, while the Nifty added over 84 points at around 25,329. Buying was seen in the metal, auto and financial service sectors in the early trade. According to analysts, with a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, globally markets are in a risk-on mode. But since the reciprocal tariff issue remains to be addressed, a sustained rally would be difficult. And that is the end of this news bulletin.